I am here with the power to my ballad, the enemy to my lover, with the chairman to my meow, the Lucy to my Cordelia, the husbands to my Evelyn, Katerina.
Hi guys, how are you?
Spin the brain, jiggle, jiggle. Whisky shaketas.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 2.5 Shakes Book Club. My name is Deborah, and I am here with the Y to my A, Katerina.
Why did you sing your name?
Because it's the new year, new introduction.
So, new year, new me.
Yes.
No.
Same old me.
Same old me.
Yeah, although I will say that I have been waking up earlier this year. I'm very proud of myself, man.
I've been doing the opposite and waking up later than I should.
So,
yeah.
Happy New Year, everybody.
I forgot that was a thing. Happy New Year.
Yes, it is a thing. It is now officially 2022. Freaking finally.
We are 1 year older than we were.
Exactly. And that means that our podcast is now officially a year old. We're season two. You don't like seasons. I asked you if you wanted seasons and you said you didn't like seasons.
I'm considering season two into 2022 sounds catchy.
I am down for that.
Okay, nice.
Down for that. And to kick off things, we were meant to be doing another book, but Katerina hasn't read it. I can't be bothered with putting up two episodes. So we're just going to pretend that the Halloween special is part of the main group of episodes. That way we have an even number of episodes.
This is a chaotic podcast. Were you really expecting anything else?
It is. Yeah, exactly. So instead, we're going to be talking about the book that we read in November. That was supposed to be our November pick, but it's now
December.
It wasn't meant to be our November pick because our December pick was A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, but it should have been released on December.
It should have been released in December, yes.
Yeah, I was thinking right, yeah. But nevertheless, is January 5th. Thank you. We didn't read our December book.
I did. I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but I did read it.
I didn't.
And I watched them up at the special. I watched the Muppets Christmas movie on Christmas Eve. And that was, I was that person that was like, oh yeah, this is different in the book. Like this doesn't happen like this in the book. I was that person.
No, you see, my thing is, I wasn't going to celebrate Christmas with a lot of people, just my parents and the other half. So, and I saw that the book is like 40 pages or something like that. It's very, very, very short. And my thinking was, I'm not going to do much. We are just going to have dinner and then wait for midnight to open the gifts so I can read the book then. But then I forgot to buy the book. So I thought, I don't really want to own a physical copy that I can put it on my Kindle and read it there and it's done. But then I forgot to do the download. And then it's Christmas night and I'm reading Vampire Smut instead of the book. And then it's midnight and we are opening the gifts. Then I go to sleep. Then I forgot what happened on the other days.
That makes so much sense. No.
Wise. I've been reading the Vampire Smut series since Christmas night. I'm going to start book 5 now. It's a 20 book series. We are about to expect book 21 to come out next year, I think, or late this year. It has two spin-off series that I want to read.
I know what you're talking about. You've been telling me about these books for like the past few days, but now a memory in my brain just went. I was talking to Kirsty, who's a friend of mine, and we were talking about books. And I'm pretty sure she mentioned that series. She was like, oh yeah, there's like 20 something books of them. And
it's the Black Dagger Brotherhood.
Yes. And she was like, I tried to read it, but then it just became too much. And I'm like, girl, I understand it.
It's too much, but it's like, do you remember when we talked about my, I don't want to say kink, but my appreciation for mafia winners.
Yes.
It's the exact same with vampires.
So any vampire mafia men listening to us right now, Katerina's DMs are open. Just give them a shout. Please.
The thing is, I've been rating the books between 4 and 5 stars. But it's that type of books that it's so bad and so cringy that it's good and it's addictive. And it's like, I know exactly what is going to happen. I know it all. It doesn't add much to the plot, but I can't stop. I can't.
Me with fan fiction. I get it.
I think you would like it. You should try it.
I still prefer. If I'm going to read that, I prefer to read it in fan fiction form because I just want to see the same two people fall in love 30 million times.
You can, but with different names.
No.
I mean,
my names.
Five books. Each book is focused on a different brother. They fall in love. It's the exact same troupe.
I'm not gonna do that. Oh, somebody messaged me.
Oh, I wanted to buy the physical copies and own it, but they have the weird people on the back doing weird positions, and it's like, I'm too embarrassed to read that in public, so I'm just going to keep that on my Kindle, away from everybody's eyes.
After this episode, remind me to send you the link to an Instagram lady that I think you're going to like.
Who?
I don't remember her name. I've got to go hunt for it, but I think you're going to like her.
Why?
She writes. She's an independent writer.
Mm-hmm.
And she writes a lot of like very fairy kind of books. She has some with mafia people as well. It's right up your alley. Yeah.
Romances.
Kind of. Yeah. I'm going to send you the link to that lady.
I like them. I mean, they are bad. I can admit that. Some of the romances I read are bad. It's cringy. It's many red flags on healthy relationships.
I feel like totally, the more red flags a book has, the more we enjoy the better. It. The better the relationship, but only for fictional people. That only works for fictional people. Only.
I mean, there were some books that I read that were healthy relationships and very accessible for everyone, but most of the ones I read, especially the mafia ones, now the vampire smart ones, are like, if this happened in the real world, I mean, the years of therapy somebody had to go through after a relationship like that, it's like stunning.
I was talking to somebody yesterday and they said an iconic phrase, which was, credit card fraud can't buy you a lot of stuff, but it can't buy you therapy.
So,
and that applies so much to your mafia men. I think that should be like the title, the tagline for 50 Shades, basically.
I mean, I'm giving you now the permission that if I ever go into a relationship that looks barely like my mafia romances, you have permission to put me in a psych ward, like take me out, kidnap me, do whatever you want. Just take me out of there.
I'll kidnap you.
Yes.
You have permission. I will abduct you. No, I'm not going to kidnap you because you're not a kid anymore. I'm going to abduct you. Is that correct?
I don't know. I didn't even know that it was a distinction.
I don't think there is. I think I just saw this in somewhere. Should we talk about the book of the month since we're here?
No, I had another thing. I had another thing.
Go on.
I went on a little trip for the New Year's, and I went to Dublin. And I kid you not, the first thing that I did was go to a Waterstones.
You finally went to a Waterstones!
I went, and I'm so disappointed.
Oh.
Why? Oh my god. Because...
What was wrong?
They had the exact same books that I have in Fnac. Like, I didn't saw... What I was so expecting? Disappointed.
What were you expecting?
A better pick, more variety, more...
How big was this Waterstones?
4 floors.
And in 4 floors, you couldn't find something else other than the little section that Fnac has of English books. I don't think you looked hard enough.
It was full of books, but the only 4 that had the books that I liked, fiction books, they didn't have. I mean, I bought Dracula from Bram Stoker, the Penguins classic edition, because I was looking for it and I found it and it was the last copy, and I was like, I'm not going to take any chances. I'm in Dublin, this is a gothic city, this is a gothic novel, I'm going to pick it. And then me and the other half did a little game where I had to pick a book for them and they had to pick a book for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you know what book she got me?
Mm.
Do you?
Mm.
Anxious People.
They're not wrong.
I gave her a cute little romance that she will like, that I thought it was good. I've read it, so it was a proof for her age. And the bitch got me Anxious People.
I mean,
and the smile on her face. Like, I just thought of you.
Very proud, very proud. Shout out to the other half. Oh, bless
her. But then, on the last day, we found an amazing, amazing bookstore. I bought It Ends With Us from Colin Hoover because I had it on my Kindle, but I didn't read it.
Hmm.
So. That's my little fun fact.
Look at all of that.
Do you want to know? Did you go to a charity shop by any chance? No.
No, I didn't saw any.
Oh, so let me tell, before we go into the book, let me tell about my adventure today. So, like I told you, I went to get my vaccine today. Get vaccinated, people. Mm-hmm. It's good for you. And
we support vaccines.
Yes. And after that, I went to the shop to get some moisturizer, and then I was like, you know what, I'm already next to the charity shop, let's see what books they have. So I went and I was looking,
do a book haul.
Just wait for this. From the corner of my eye, what do I see? I see Royal Blue, Red, what's the name of the book again? Red, white,
red, royal blue. White, and royal blue. Did you bought it?
I see it from the corner of my eye, and I was like, mine. Do you know how much it was? £1.50. £1.50. And I was like, it's mine. I got it. I looked around. Nothing else sparked my attention. I was like, okay, if I leave here, I'm going to leave at least with a book that I've been looking for like forever. I go. I leave the store. I look down at the book that I just got. I was going to take a picture to send it to you. And what do I notice? The freaking book's in Polish.
I was going to say that we need to do a buddy read, but never mind.
You should have seen the look on my
face. Not...
It was the saddest thing.
Let me see the book.
It's away. It's far away now. I would have to get up. I'll show you after. It the title's in English, okay? The title is in English. And it looks, yeah, sound. I mean, I know what the book is. I'm not going to read the back because I know exactly what it is. And in the whole thing of trying to find other books and whatnot, I didn't notice. And I only noticed it as I walked out of the shop.
Did you bought just that one?
Just that one.
Can you not return it?
It's a charity shop. I'm not going to return a £1.50 book to a charity shop. I can give the back to them. Or I can find any Polish people.
Can you trade it? Like, I bought this book by mistake and I go and find another one and we
maybe exchange. I'll be like, yo, any Polish people that want a book? There is this, I do go to this Polish shop quite a few times because it's right next to the Portuguese shop. So when I go to the Portuguese shop, I also go to the Polish shop. So I'll see if somebody in the Polish shop wants the book. Or maybe I'll just take it and leave it there.
Just leave it.
Just leave it, like in my favorite section of the shop.
Happy reading.
Yeah, in between the T's. Oh, God. Bless my life. Anyway, let's talk about...
Do you want to tell people what are you reading now?
Oh, well, that's usually the last thing that we say.
It's a new season. We are changing things up.
For someone that wanted this to have 45 minutes, you certainly aren't doing anything towards it.
I said try.
At the moment, I am reading one of the books that I got for Christmas. It's called Through the Keyhole by Louis Theroux. And you don't know who this guy is, do you? So basically, This is a very famous documentary filmmaker here in England, also in America because he's international. But do you know Tiger King? Do you know the series that everybody watched during lockdown? Yeah. This guy made a documentary on that guy first. And I really enjoy his documentaries. And this book, it's basically a diary that he kept through lockdown. So it's very fun to revisit the lockdown experience because there's things that happened that I'm like, I thought this happened much later in the game, or I thought this happened much earlier in the game. So it's nice. And I'm learning a lot about Louis as a person. Yeah.
That's nice. That's a nice
one. Also, his face is funny in this cover. Look at him.
It is.
Look at him.
It's a funny face.
It's one of the books that I got for Christmas, so I'm reading that one. What are you reading? Which vampire romance are you reading?
So
they ask me, what are you reading? Do they think of taking the book out, like, while I'm talking? No. We're going to wait until it's the last possible minute to take the book out. You're like those customers that are like wait in line for 5 minutes and then they come to my till and they look at each other and go, so what do you want? You had 5 minutes.
What's in the combo?
What's in the combo?
If you know, you know. I'm not going to explain.
You know the thing. The thing is, now I hear that all the time. What's in the combo?
Combo. Okay, so for the question that you asked me, I finished Blood of Olympus during lunch today. It's the last book of Heroes of Olympus. Is the second installment on Percy Jackson. It's correct. Nice. It's a good middle grade fantasy book. Right? It's a light read. I liked it.
Middle grade fantasy book.
Yes. And then yesterday I finished Lover Revealed, which is book 4 on the Black Dagger Hood. No, Black Dagger
Brotherhood.
It's a big name. It's a big name.
If you Black know, Dagger you know, Brotherhood.
And I'm going to start tonight, book 5, which is Lover Unbound. And I'm going to show you the cover so you see how awkward it is to have a physical copy with this showing to everyone else. Like, I know you read Bad Romance, and it shows on the cover. Look at this. Look at this. Oh. How am I supposed... And this is black and white. The original cover, it's red, if I'm not mistaken. Or let me see on Goodreads. I'm going to show you the... Because it's so awkward. I wanted to buy the physical copies because I saw some on Vinted, which is a second-hand place to buy things. It was like €1 and stuff. It was very cheap. But then I saw the cover and I was like, I'm not going to buy these books, not even secondhand, with so much awkwardness. Look at this.
That guy looks like Sebastian Stan.
If I walk around with the book with this cover, everyone is going to know that I'm reading Vampire Smut. And I don't want that to...
They will only know that you're reading Vampire Smut if they've also read that particular Vampire Smut. So it's a way of making chances. Friends.
I'm not going to take any chances on my college or with the old ladies at my work.
How would the old ladies know that you're reading Vampire Smut just by a cover?
They know.
Old ladies and their superpowers, you know.
It's freaky, but they know.
You make friends. That's how you make friends. That's how I make friends.
I don't want to make friends. I want to read the Vampire Smut quietly and in peace.
Did I tell about the girl at my work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that tried to read it.
Tried to read what?
The first book.
Oh, okay. Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
I think she should.
That's how we make friends. And
no.
No. Okay, fair enough. No. Shall we talk about the book of the month then?
I mean, if you really want to do it.
Not really, but we have to.
It's kind of the point of
this.
The thing. Yeah.
It smells nice.
Oh, you have the physical copy.
I do, yes. And it smells nice.
I read it. Wait, it's loading.
I mean, I only have the first book as a physical copy. Not the rest.
How did you read the second one?
On my phone.
Oh, yeah. I read, yeah.
Because I need
mine on my iPad because I was going to read it on my Kindle. But then I was talking to Raquel and she had already read the 4 books. And she said, no, it's better to read comics on your iPad.
It doesn't strike me as Raquel's type of book. By the way, hello, Raquel. Hola, Nelly.
So this is the book we read in November.
It's called Heartstopper by Elise Osman.
It's a series. There are already 4. I don't care.
Series trying to sneak into the podcast.
Okay. There is 4 books out.
I think it's 5.
We are waiting on the 5th one.
Oh.
It's not out yet. I read the 4. It's very good. It's very entertaining.
See, on the spirit of toxic relationships.
This is not a toxic relationship.
I know. But I must admit that when I read the first few chapters, I was shipping the bad guy. I forgot his name.
Ben,
is that his name?
Yeah.
Yes. Ben and our main character, whose name I also forgot. Damn, I forgot a lot already. I like a bad boy. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's, I want to see characters suffer.
What the hell is wrong with you, dude?
So many things.
Oh my god.
Because that's the thing, it's the enemies to lovers kind of thing. And yes, you hurt him in the beginning, but then it, you know? If you know, you know.
It's Nick was in Shadowy forever.
Is his name Nicholas? What?
Boyfriend, yes.
I am completely out of the loop.
Good, Charlie Nicholas.
Charlie Nicholas. I should take, probably should have taken an hour to read this again. Yeah. I do like the way that he like strokes his hair though. It's very cute.
I really enjoyed. Tell me something. Is your book in black and white too?
Yes.
Yes.
I think he becomes in color in later seasons, later books.
Yeah. I would enjoy it more if it was in colors. But the art is very pretty. It's very stress-free, like not concerning with aesthetics, which is an aesthetic in itself.
I like, it's the simplicity.
Yeah.
And he gets the point across, you know? I mean, to be honest, you give me a tall, blonde boy who falls in love for the awkward, dark-haired, slightly less taller boy. And I'm sold. That's like half of my ships, man.
This is Magnus and Alec.
Yes.
Human version.
Yes, but Magnus and Alec take a spin on that because Alec is the dark, handsome boy. He's the blue-eyed, black-haired boy, but he's taller than Magnus and stronger. But then you have Magnus, who's more coy. But yeah, all of my ships revolve around these same two archetypes. I mean, you've got my ultimate ship, which is Destiel. And then you've got Stucky, which is just pretty much the same. You've got Malik, like you said. I just revolve around these same two boys with different names.
I have a question. It's going to be about Magnus and Alec because they are the only ones that I'm familiar with. Which one is the top and which one is the bottom? Because I have an answer, but I don't know if it's the same as yours. Just say, don't explain why. And I'm going to say mine and not explain.
I feel like the obvious answer would be that Magnus tops, but I am pretty sure that at this phase of their relationship, he lets Alec do it most of the time. But they switch some days.
My theory was, in the beginning, because it was a new thing to Alec, Magnus would be the top and Alec would be the bottom.
Mm.
But then furthermore into the relationship, they realize that they are both switch.
Yeah, I think that they switch.
They switch. But energy-wise, is Alec top and Magnus bottom. Just energy-wise. Because in reality, they are switching. Switch.
I don't know, because I think that that's only once you start to know them. Because if we're talking like, for someone who just picked up City of Bones for the first time, and they were reading that first interaction or those first few interactions with Magnus and Alec, you would totally see Alec as a bottom and Alec as a top. No, Alec as a bottom and Magnus as a top. Because like that was what they gave off in the beginning. But then once you start to know the characters, you start getting into a whole other shit when it comes to their personalities. Then the energies swap a little bit. And by the later books, I mean, that's completely gone. I mean, as soon as Alec becomes... what is it called? Inquisitor. Inquisitor.
He's the top.
Right there.
He's a top.
Oh my God. I just freaking love domestic Malik, man. With their little kids. And Alex like Inquisitor and Magnus is like a high warlock. And then they have their little kids to take care of. It's like the most adorable thing
I was
ever.
Talking to the other half about Red Skulls of Magic.
I need to read the second one. We need to do it
because it will be a podcast episode. But that's not my point. I was talking to the other half about that, and she was like, "I hated the plot, but there was Magnus and Alex, so I gave it 5 stars."
That's just me.
And the look on her face was like, "It's them. It's a 5."
That's literally me. You could put, Cassie could write whatever, but she puts Magnus and Alucard in the forefront and it's a five star.
It's a five stars.
Exactly.
And I was like, but like, you didn't write nothing of the book. And she was like, I hated the plot. It was boring. I didn't like the book, but they were there. It's gay. It's five stars.
See, the other half is in contact with me. Me, we're the same. Katrin, I'm your
Why
sister.
Would anyone want? Oh my gosh. Oh, that's just a sniff. I look behind because that's my saint candles.
Yeah, I get it. I am your sister though. Not by blood, but I am. So deal with it.
Yay.
So about the boys.
Back to the book.
Back to the boys. They were very cute, very adorable.
They're very gay.
Very gay.
Very, very gay.
Very gay. What we like when they're very gay.
That's the whole point of us reading the book. We wanted gay.
Not really. Gay. I read it because it's a short book. It's a comic. I was just like, you know what? This is going to take me like 2 hours to read, maybe less. So let's just do it. That was my reasoning for it.
Literally, Debs let me pick the book for November. She was like, please just let it be a short book.
Exactly.
I will read whatever. Just make it short.
And that's exactly the same thing that I'm telling you this month. I will read whatever. Just make it short.
Well, I can't promise that.
You can. I'm already allowing you to make it whatever it is. Like, it can be the most romance, smutty, mafia, vampires, whatever.
No. It's not going to be mafia thing. Aww. Because it's going to be for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes, because the mafia doesn't celebrate Valentine's.
It does, but it's just too much aggression, and I want to...
Too much aggression. I love you!
How do I explain this? I want something. I want that romance that is so sweet, so sweet, so sweet, you want to puke.
Like sickening.
The most cringe-worthy.
I just read that fan fiction. Yeah. And I was here for it. They cried so much. I'm
checking my Goodreads to see what I have here.
Do you know who I discovered has Goodreads that I didn't know?
Who?
My boss.
I can top you that. Do you want me?
Go on.
So I do volunteer work with the Catholic organization in my college. I mean, I did, not anymore. And one of the thing was we had a priest with us, and then we were going to another priestess thing, and he added me on Goodreads. My uncle added me on Goodreads, so I have two people very close to me knowing that I actively read vampire smut and that I enjoy it. And it's been fun because I will put the book that I read, I will do the little review, and then I'm like, crap. The priest is going to read this. He knows my sins.
You don't do that. I mean, he makes confession a lot easier. It's like express confession. But
the thing is, I don't go to confession for him.
Oh, there you go.
For months.
So you have to explain the same situation to a whole new priest.
And my uncle, who gives me books for Christmas and my birthday. This year, I didn't get any gift from him. Aww. Like zero, nothing. He called me, said happy birthday, and that was it. I think he's embarrassed by it.
Do you know what my boyfriend told me? My boyfriend told me that it feels very weird. He feels bad giving me books for Christmas, even though he knows that that's what I like. I don't understand his reasoning. I don't understand his reasoning. He just says that he feels bad for giving me books for Christmas, even though I actively encourage it.
To give it.
Yeah. And he did good this year. He gave me 3 books and I'm very happy with the selection.
Which book do I want to pick for you?
I don't know. Do you have anything else to say about Heartstopper apart from it's very cute and adorable and we love the boys?
No, this was more of a update. Plus here we read this in November. Pumbaa, one episode.
Pumbaa. Smells nice.
That's it.
Also, his sister. Yeah, Charlie's sister.
I still want the test done to prove that she is in fact blood of my blood, because I refuse to believe it.
I was talking about Charlie's sister, but sure, your sister.
Oh, I legit heard your sister. Yes, you know, I'm actually concerned about Charlie's sister.
Why?
Because she seems a little bit depressy expressive.
Aren't we all?
I mean, yeah, but...
And do we go to therapy for that? No.
Only because I don't have the money for that.
We read books. It's the same shit.
Read smart, go to therapy. Yada, yada. Who knows the difference?
Disclaimer, the 2.5 Chicks podcast does not encourage depressed people to seek...
Do not encourage people to seek
treatment in smutty books.
Go to a therapist if you can.
Please and thank you.
If not, our DMs are open to if you want to talk or friends about things.
Or if you're a mafia boy. Or woman. At this point, we'll take any.
This it's whatever. I mean, I'm bi, so I would take,
exactly same. So I mean, we can do it.
O que vier a rede é peixe. For my non-Portuguese speakers, there is a saying that says, "Whatever comes to the fish net is a fish." So, I mean, I'm single for a very long time. I want someone to cuddle.
I'm not, please, but I like to look.
Thank you.
And I like to flirt.
That sounded so bad. You like to look at what?
Everyone. I look at everyone.
It's gay.
And I'll flirt with anybody.
You don't flirt with me, never.
It's because you're my family.
Oh, never.
That's a line we don't cross, my love. Keep going.
Deborah.
Ew.
Do you think that 537 pages is too much?
Yes! Yes! Really? Yes! Yes!
Really?
Yes! I don't have the time to read that.
But it's football player smut.
No!
Why?
Why the hell do you think that I'd like to read a 500-page book on football player smut?
Because it said I could pick the one for February.
Do you want to read football player smut?
Yes.
Why?
Football player smut. It's very popular on BookTok.
Everyone loves it. No.
Yes.
Please don't. No football players. What's your second choice?
Vampire smut?
That's fine. I'll take vampire smut.
Do you want to read book 5 with me? How many pages is it?
I haven't even read the first one, the first four.
It's okay. Well, it's 502 pages.
Can you please make it short? Like, for example, The Honeymooners was so short. So sweet.
It was horrible.
But it was short. And besides, I read most of it when I was, what was like, really, really low. So, you know, that didn't help at all. Yeah.
Do you want to... Ooh, is this one out yet? Ooh, do you want to read Christmas smut?
Christmas already... gone. I thought you wanted a sickening book.
This is a sickening that happens on Christmas.
No, we're already past Christmas. They are within the holiday, man.
Are we really going to let people see our pick a book?
No, yes. You're the one that perpetuated
this. Of the episode. Oh, this one, it's not out yet. What a shame.
Oh my goodness. Jesus. I don't even know what to say at this point. Can we read Twilight?
Ew, no. That's not smut.
No, well, that's because Edward doesn't want it. If this were for Bella, he would have been.
How about 335?
That's fine.
That's fine. I'm going to send you options.
Do you know, I've got this friend. She's going to send me some recommendation as well. Abby.
Do you have friends?
I have as many as four. Five.
Wow. I have five too.
Look at us with five friends.
Without counting you. With you is
exactly
six.
Without counting you.
Wow.
Here in England, social. I have five friends that come to my place on the regular. How amazing is that?
I want to go to your place. You never let me go to your place.
I mean, you know that you have a standing invitation to come, you just don't. You go to Dublin instead.
Nobody never understood me speaking, so it's fine either way. I'm dyslexic. Oh yeah, for everyone who didn't catch that already, because it took me 22 years to catch that, I found out during a Halloween party that I am in fact dyslexic.
Dyslexic. And the fact that they can't say dyslexic means that they're dyslexic.
I can't say it. I mean, what can I say?
That is true.
I don't speak.
You just make noises.
I just make noises.
Yes.
I am a Neanderthal. Do you want to read a sad book?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to
say. Yes. My friend Abby.
At this point. Abby. What's up, Abby? I don't know if you listen to this. Hi.
Probably not, but hi, Abby. She's meant to send me a list of books, of book recommendations soon, and they're all going to be very sickening and very gay, because that's what she reads.
Oh, I love gay.
And yeah, so
Can I ask if she's gay?
Yes.
Is that an okay?
That is an okay question. I mean, yes, she is.
Half. Hi.
She is gay and available.
Oh, this. Oh.
We're trying to get her late so bad. Can you please, somebody please just take her? Feels like anybody at this point.
It's not like you have a single sister or anything.
I mean, if you want, go for it. I mean, I'll be more than happy.
It stays in a family.
To make this happen. Yes, exactly. Anyway, since we're not talking about the book anymore, what was the rating that you gave Heartstopper? Quick moment to check with Reads. I am pretty sure I give it a 4. I am not 100% sure of what I just said, but I'm gonna stick with it because I like it.
I can check for you because I can see your.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Oh, I gave it a 4.
There you go.
Give it a 4, and then where are you? You didn't give it a rating.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Oh, weird.
You have not been giving.
It's because I haven't been reading much. No.
Like you read the book. You.
That's right. Because the first thing that I do is to.
You didn't put the little stars on it. Oh yeah, there you go. There you go. You did in fact. I just couldn't find it. You gave it the 5 stars.
Oh, did I? Well, there you go.
Yeah. And you read it in 2 days. Good for you. Good for you.
Thank
I'm so happy.
You.
Nice.
Should have taken me an hour, buddy. No, it took me 2 days instead.
That's not that bad. Could have been worse.
That is true. Could have been much worse.
Could have been much worse.
Anyway, say goodbye to the people.
Oh my God. I have a much shorter football player.
No, no football players.
I'm going to send it. Yes. Already sent it. I was about to click on my father. Convo. What's up? And I was like, wrong person.
I mean, between me and your dad, I'm pretty sure that your dad would appreciate it more than I do. I mean,
I don't think my dad would want to read. Do you want to read Pride and Prejudice?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Well, I am. I don't want to read a classic. I want smut. They don't fuck, so I don't want. Oh, that was very explicit.
Damn!
I'm so sorry.
I
They don't even kiss.
No, the thing is, we've said so many, we said much worse things in this podcast, but the fact that you said it with that naturality, like just like that, it just was like, whoa.
Why are you so surprised?
I don't know, because maybe it's because like a year ago, you wouldn't even consider to read a smutty book, and now you're actively looking for one.
Look at this growth.
Character development, man.
I'm so happy for me. This is my villain arc.
This is the origin story.
This is my origin story, yes. I'm asexual, but I do read smut. Give me the sex outside the sex. Oh.
No, I'm reading, I'm laughing about something else.
What?
Because we did that. And,
yeah.
You know that me and my brother, we jokingly said that there's a ghost in my parents' house. His name is Zdrubal. And we are pretty sure he went to the war. He lost his best friend in the war. We're pretty sure that they were more than friends, because nobody's that sad when their best friend dies. And then like he came back to Portugal.
I would be that sad if you died.
No, but like he was, you know, and like then he opened a bakery in what used to be a hospital. So the hospital is called bakery. So the bakery is called hospital. It's very confusing. And his favorite cheese is Santiago cheese. So we think he's gay. And my friend Kirsty heard this story and she looked me dead in the eye and she said, "Do you know what the ghost says?" Boo. I couldn't even say it with a straight face.
The straight face, though.
Yeah. Boo.
Oh, my.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us here in whatever the hell this was.
We try our best.
Next month for something that will not be...
It's not next month. It's next thing that we are going to release.
Oh, yeah. But in the spirit of this section.
Oh, join us. The month is next month.
Yes. Yeah. Join us next month for what will definitely not be Football Players Month.
Yes. We're going to talk about that.
It won't be. And.
Yes, we will.
Say goodbye to the people, please.
Bye.
Bye, people. Bye.
Bye.